This morning, we're going to spend some time praying. I suspect that probably most of you that I'm looking at this morning, you're prayers. But I think at the same time, you probably desire to even pray more than you do. I think that. You know, things like work, sleep come along. Maybe you get caught up watching a TV show longer than you wish you'd have watched it. There's distractions. And there's a lot of things that swirl around on your heart. My heart, my mind. You see the news, you read the news, you see the headlines of all the many things that are going on in our world, our country, our city. So this morning, Kathy put together a PowerPoint for me yesterday to kind of guide us through our prayer time together. So this morning, I'm going to pray for us again and ask God to just guide us. And then John's going to have a little PowerPoint that he's going to click in. And you don't have to read the PowerPoint. What it is it's some scriptures and some images, okay? But we're looking to pray for our city of Savannah today. We're looking to pray for our nation. We're looking to pray for the nation of Israel. And then the nations, or the world. And I just put some scriptures under each category, and Kathy put together some images for us to look at. So again, you don't have to look at the PowerPoint. It's not there to necessarily have you pray a certain way. It's there just to give you some guidance. And I think sometimes that we all need some stimulation from Scripture, because there's different scriptures for each section. So there's four sections. We'll probably pray about 20 minutes or so this morning, but just pray as God would lead you. I mean, you can get with others if you want to. You come to the altar, you know how this works. But I want us to have a time where we can just do that. Instead of trying to catch up on praying for these things, because I think for most of us, a lot of the believers in America today is you know, we want to talk about our government, or we want to talk about the problems in our country, and we don't want to talk about the problems around the world. But I think first and foremost, we got to intercede. Because I think you guys would agree with me that the Bible reminds us that the battle is not against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle. And that's hard for us because we can't see it. We can't taste it. We can't touch it. We can't actually feel that battle. We see the fruit of the battle. But the root of the battle, I believe, is rooted in spiritual things. So this morning, I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to sit on this pew, and we're just going to spend some time praying. And again, you can follow through. The PowerPoint's just going to kind of run itself a couple times. So we'll probably pray for about 20 minutes, okay? So I'm going to pray, and John, you can get ready to hit go, or whatever you got to hit back there. Hit Artie if you need to. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Father, this morning, we have the privilege of intercession. Father, I just want to say right now out loud in front of my brothers and sisters, I don't really understand that totally myself, but I know that you've called us to do it. Lord, you have told us to stand in the gap, to be watchmen on the wall, and various other descriptions in your word as we intercede for our city and our nation and the nation of Israel and the nations themselves. Father, I admit, I don't know what all happens through our prayers this morning, but I do trust you. I do acknowledge that if our hearts become one as we intercede, that we do see godly fruit. We do see godly things happen with our five senses. But Lord, we move in faith this morning and asking that you would help the Holy Spirit guide us. Lord, we desire to pray what's on your heart. Let's join you in what you're doing in these situations. Father, it's all under your control, all under your sovereignty. And Lord, may we need to be mindful of that first and foremost this morning. Nothing happened in the last 24 hours that you weren't aware of down to the detail. And God, nothing is outside your control this morning. Nothing is too big for you. So Lord, this time, pray that you would speak to us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I wanted to give you an opportunity this morning. If there's anything that God impressed upon you that you want to share out loud as you prayed for these different areas, I give you an opportunity if there's anything you want to share about. This has nothing that's spiritual to do, but if you want to know how fast time moves, it'll be 5 years since we did the dance in the Forsyth Park in just a couple of months. That one picture, 5 years. Went by like that, didn't it? So what? Doesn't have to be anything. I just want to give you an opportunity that maybe God impressed something upon your heart this morning that you wanted to share as you were praying for our city and the nation of Israel, our world, and our own nation. A new, fresh hope in His ability, which is what you said. So yeah. I tell you, one thing that was impressed upon as we did the nations part is that so often for me, I see reports on the news and so forth. And like, for instance, what happened in Denmark, I'll use that example. And I get angry at the people. But something that God impressed upon me this morning is, hey, do you remember the story of Saul that became Paul? That I can reveal myself to anybody and they can have a great influence. And I began to pray this morning for the leaders of nations that we know not only oppose us, but oppose the nation of Israel. And they are ruled by people that are very atheistic in their thinking. But praying for their salvation, praying for the leaders of those nations, praying for the leaders of people we don't know their names. I mean, what if Jesus appeared this morning on the road to somebody that was over a whole group of ISIS? He appeared to them and he said, hey, I want you to know we've been all wrong. That I met the one true living Jesus himself. That was one thing that came to mind this morning. I've been reading the book of Jeremiah personally in my quiet time. And one of the reoccurring themes in there that speaks to me, David, talking about that verse is that where you are, I can bless you, but you have to embrace what I'm doing. And part of that too is God reminds me often, Dan, are you part of the solution or are you part of the problem? You guys know as well as I do, we're getting ready to enter, this is my opinion, about St. Patrick's Day. To me, we enter official tour season, basically. And I know it's tour season all year round, but go downtown after St. Patrick's Day, and there's a difference in the traffic, as Jay should be able to testify firsthand, is that when we talk about our city, I intentionally put city first, because when people come here and then they go back, what do they experience? So what if they're here to take a ghost tour or to see some old cemetery or to eat the good food? The fact is that there's a spiritual presence here that can have a change of life for them. So city, Israel, our nation, and our world. Okay? All you have to do is go downtown sometime, particularly in the summer, and just listen to the different dialects that are in the restaurants. Or in the coffee shops, or beyond me, standing in line to eat Lady and Sons. That's another story, another prayer time probably. But the way that we ripple ourselves out from this little city that no one in the world cares about till they come to it. And one of the things Bobby talked about, Jonah going to the city of Nineveh. You know that story very well, and he didn't want to do it. And I think one of the reasons why he didn't want to do it is he didn't want to feel the weight of the call. Let somebody else do it. Send David. Send Brian, send somebody, but just don't send me. I would challenge you, encourage you to be obedient. Okay? But one thing about all of us in this room probably is at some level, we keep up to date on what's going on in our world. You may not know it in great detail, and it happens really quick. And the other thing is all of us, when we leave this little building on Sundays, I bet you there's not many corners of Chatham County we don't cover. And outside Chatham County. We cover Bryan County. We cover Effingham County. And so just asking God to say, how do I pray as I drive through this neighborhood or this street? But on a regular basis. But also not giving into the what difference does it make lie. Because that's a lie, and we probably all of us at some time or another really do struggle. What difference does it make this prayer for, and then you fill in the blank. Maybe a lost person in your life. Maybe some crazy little spot on the map that's on the other side of the world that you'll never visit in person maybe. But don't give into that lie today. What difference does it make? May never know, but then you may know one day. You may know one day. Okay? You know, it's interesting because those pictures you see of the world right now that has been played up there, and then the ones in Israel. The Israelites, the ones, especially the ones that live in Israel, but all Jews today, there's no doubt they have a high level of hope. Now, their hope is in a Messiah that they're still waiting for, but they have a high level of hope. I mean, their energy and hope is great in their deliverance. Okay, and praise God that a lot of them are becoming Messianic Jews now. And spreading that hope. So, all right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege of intercession. And God, I want to thank you for something that at times I'm not very thankful for, and that is this. It's my responsibility. And it's our responsibility. It's our privilege. It's our blessing. It's our hope. God, let's don't look at it as a burden. Let's look at it as being able to spend time with the best friend we have. The greatest one ever, you. That, Father, how intimate that can be. How precious. What a gift. And, Lord, I would pray today that this isn't something that we do for a few moments and then we come back and we do it again some other time. But, God, there'd be a way of life for your believers, not just us in this room. God, I know this today. During the night, there were believers on the other side of the world that were interceding for your church in America to step up and be obedient. Lord, I pray we'd be an answer to the prayer. And that, Lord, we pray back for them, that you'd bless them in their faithfulness around the world today. Those who are suffering, like Jay said, it's going to end well, but for them right now, it's not pretty. But they're being faithful. They're being obedient. God, they're just being the hands and feet of Jesus. And I praise you for that today. God, I would ask your protection over us. Lord, I pray against the lies in our lives, especially that what difference does it make anyway, garbage. It does make a difference. And I thank you that for that today, Lord. Lord, I thank you never give up on us. You never stop calling us. And I praise you for that. We put all this before you in Jesus' name. Amen.